Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another serving of Business Soup Talk Radio. If it's in business, it's Business Soup. I'm your host, John Dibbevoise.
Joining me from San Diego's leading investment and advisory firms, Brent Wilsey will be joining us from the Wilsey Asset Management. We're going to be talking about disaster planning. We've had a recent one. How can you cover your assets in the time of need?
Brent, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, John.
Brent, we have an event that's going on right now. It's called the coronavirus. What's going on in the marketplace in the small business arena with the event?
What's actually going on is that very difficult because quarantining everyone, trying to get people to stay home. Well, that obviously is not good for many small businesses, unless perhaps if you're a grocery store dealing groceries. Also, too, I did find out that landscapers are allowed to still go out to work. So there's some small businesses that are doing okay. But overall, this is a tough one for small businesses for two reasons. One, you don't have the potential business for a short period, I believe. Second one is that you do not have the employees. I mean, you got to keep your employees on or lay them off. It's a very difficult time for small businesses.
It is. And I'm seeing that with all the businesses that I work with, where one day they're open, the next day they're closed. Are we going into a recession as a result of this event?
I'm so glad you asked me that question, John, because we are not going into recession. We have two major things going on here. Number one, stimulus package, $2 trillion that's going to come rushing into the economy, going to help us out here. The second one is that people do not realize there's a, what's called a money supply. And that's what's known as M1 and M2. Between those two factors, there's about $20 trillion sitting on the sidelines waiting for things to get better. Now, it's not all going to come back in immediately. But if things get better with the government, where they put money out there and the coronavirus starts, you know, dying down, where the growth is slowing down, people start saying, you know what, I've got some money over here, I'm going to invest that. So if we just take 10% over the next 2 to 3 months of that $20 trillion liquid money, that's another $2 trillion coming in. So you're going to have somewhere between maybe $4 trillion in a very short period coming into the economy. I believe we're going to have a boom summer, especially if people are locked in their houses for another month or so. They're going to say, let me out. I want to go to the movies. I want to go to the bar. I want to go to the restaurants. I want to do things. I think we're going to have a boom summer here.
We're speaking with Brent Wilsey of the Wilsey Asset Management. And Brent, let's talk about not only this event, but how is it impacting the investment community? And as being a income owner, a commercial income property, I heard the government come out and say, we're from the government, we're here to help. And now they've told my tenants that they don't have to pay. And then they go, well, you know what, mortgage bankers, for those of you who have mortgages, you don't have to pay. There's some sort of relief. How is that going to affect the market? And where are these non-payments going to go? On the end of the lease or on the end of the mortgage? How is that being handled?
John, there's a lot of things still up in the air. There's so many different moving parts right now. It's hard to give exact details on what's going on. They're trying to help out consumers because they know consumers lost their job. So they don't want to say, hey, well, don't worry about the rent. But then you're right on the other side. Well, I'm a landlord. I own a property. How am I going to pay the mortgage? So we can't do that. Well, they're telling the banks, well, don't, you know, push for the mortgages yet. And by the way, I'm bringing up the banks. The banks from 2008, when we went through the Great Recession, the banks are now stronger than ever. They went through these stress tests where they could handle a 50% drop in the market, a 10%+ drop in unemployment. So the banks are flush with cash. They can handle some strain here as they're supposed to do. Their capital, their equity is stronger than ever. So they're the ones that right now during this difficult time, they're going to carry the ball for a little bit so that people don't have to pay their payments quite as quick, we'll call it, as possible or on time. They owe that money, but what we're going to need here is some relief to get through this difficult, we'll call it, month or two where business is really slow.
From a practical standpoint, how can they take the, say, the mortgage payments that you owe on a commercial property if you're leveraged and put them up in the air? Are they just going to, do you think it would be practical to just add them on to the back end of the mortgage and then just continue as normal?
I think they'll come up with something that they'll probably work with each client individually to some respect. I think what they're going to do is say, look, we went like 2 months, your mortgage, I'm just throwing out numbers here, was $1,000 a month. It's now $2,000 you owe us. You can either pay that partly, maybe increase your mortgage payment for the next 6, 12 months, or tack it on the end. I don't think they'll tack it on the end. I think they're going to want it quicker than that. So I think they'll let them pay that over time, kind of play catch up for the month or two that they missed.
As far as your clients, you're an asset manager. What are they looking to you to do now? I imagine that it's a great buying opportunity. Is that what you're looking at for the opportunity for business owners, say in my audience, to say, you know what, now's the time you might want to do what?
We're going to call some clients, not a whole lot. We have probably close to 900 clients. I think we get maybe 5 to maybe 10 calls a day. I'd say almost half of those calls are people saying, I've got some extra cash. I want to add into this. The other half are people saying, what is going on? I'm not sure. Should I be panicked? Should I be selling? And I'm telling them, no, we don't want to be selling. Because one thing we do at Wilsey Asset Management is we spend a lot of time looking deeply into the individual companies. We buy equities. We don't buy mutual funds or ETFs. So we can see through how strong is this company? How much cash do they have? What is their cash flow going to be? How much debt do they have? So we know that we're buying businesses, you know, good quality companies that can weather the storm. And that's what we tell people that. And also to another interesting fact for you, I'll throw out there for you, is back in 2009, people concerned like now, like, oh, they're going to all cut the dividend. Well, back in 2009, only 22 companies out of the S&P 500 suspended their dividends. And about 40 it was actually cut the dividends just to save them some cash. So we're not going to see a lot of companies that we hold because we know the balance sheet on them. We're not going to see them cut their dividends, maybe one, maybe two at most.
Well, we've seen some headlines of some of the major companies, particularly in the automotive, have cut dividends. When they cut the dividends, where does that money go?
It doesn't go anywhere because the dividends are declared by the board of directors and they have to have the cash there. Now, there are some weaker companies that we would not be investing into that actually borrowed the money to pay the dividends. They're probably going to stop the dividend. But when you talk about some of the auto companies, the one that we own one of them, they've got tons of cash on the balance sheet. I do not see them cutting their dividend at all. And by the way, now's the time to buy those companies because as the stock price falls, the dividend stays the same. Your yield skyrockets. We have some companies now paying a 10-12% dividend that if you buy that stock now, you're going to lock in that nice yield of 10-12%. It's going to be phenomenal for investors buying the right companies.
If my business relies a lot on transportation and I'm buying fuel, what's the best way for me to save money in the future as a result of the oil wars that are going on between Russia and the Middle East?
Well, I mean, right now, you know, fuel is very low because there's an abundant supply out there of it. Demand has dropped off dramatically. That's going to change. We are trying to get, Saudi Arabia and Russia to kind of reduce their fighting, so to speak, which will bring oil back up because it is going to hurt us here in the U.S. because we do have some oil companies that will perhaps go into bankruptcy. As far as long term, I do believe we'll see prices go back up on the price of fuel. Probably, I'm going to say maybe in, May, June, you'll see them go up. There's not much you can do as a business owner. We do own a large transportation company in our portfolio. We know that's just the cost of doing business. And if you're doing transportation, enjoy the reduced prices now, but it's not going to stay that way.
We're talking with Brent Wilsey of the Wilsey Asset Management. Brent, I want to thank you for joining us here on this serving of Business Soup. For more information on the Wilsey Asset Management, join us at Biz Soup. That's BIZSOUP. Go to the interview there and you'll have the links if you have any questions that you'd like to direct towards the Wilsey Asset Management. Brent, thanks for being on Business Soup.
John, thanks for having me.
This has been another serving of Business Soup, where business comes for business. I'm John Debevoise, inviting you to visit the website for more servings of what is best in business.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.